Hello, everyone. Welcome to another installment of OEM TV. My name is Kevin Remde, and I'm a technical evangelist for Microsoft, and I'm your host for today's OEM TV episode. Now, today on OEM TV, we have Lenovo in the house, and I'm sure you've all heard of this great hardware maker. I've been a fan of their ThinkPad series for many years now. A few of them are powering my personal data center at home. But today, we're going to be talking about a rather interesting product that they're going to be adding to their PCs in Windows 10. That are running Windows 10. First, though, I want you to consider the implications of the following request. Hey, Cortana, find the presentation that I showed John last week. Now, before we get more deeply into those implications, I want to introduce today's guest, Stephen Miller. Stephen is a brand ambassador at Lenovo. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you. Well, it's good to be here. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself and what a brand ambassador does.
I would say that I'm a glorified sales rep. My job is to talk to anyone that speaks English. So North America, South America, Canada, we count that as well, right? And then So whether it's customers, whether it's partners, whether it's the press, whether opportunity I can get to do one of two things, share the Lenovo value proposition or also listen, whether it's good feedback, bad feedback, to get that straight to our brand teams to make better products.
Excellent, excellent. Sounds a lot like my role, actually, as a technical evangelist. We have similar roles. Maybe next time around you'll be interviewing me for something. I don't know. Anyway,
they sound very, very similar, our jobs, yes.
Why not? That'd be great. So now this, of course, is a Microsoft show, and so I am going to have to ask you the obligatory question. I'm going to ask you whether you're personally running Windows 10 on your own PC.
I've been running Windows 10 since early beta. I do that for every operating system, all the way back since 95, actually. I was in a beta program for Windows 95 at IBM forever ago, and every OS since, I'm an early beta guy.
Fantastic. Good news. Now, I want to get back to that question that I just asked Cortana. Now, in case some of you viewers don't know, Cortana is a personal digital assistant. It comes in Windows 10. It's in Windows 10 for mobile, and she's able to answer questions as if you have a personal assistant. So things such as finding information or reminding me to buy flowers for my wife when I get to the airport, things like that. That's pretty cool, and it's definitely useful, but I haven't been able to ask her to something like I just said, find the presentation that I showed John last week, because that's going to require her to know something about what I mean when I say John, or what I was doing last week with John, and the fact that I even delivered a presentation to him. So are you telling me that I'm going to be able to do that?
Absolutely. And you said something key there. You said a digital assistant. Now, I don't work for Microsoft, so when I explain Cortana, I call it the search engine or the speech engine thereof. Mm-hmm. So very, very similar. But I think you're right in the fact that it's the digital assistant. Now, let me give this disclaimer first. I always give this one. There's two sides or the Orwellian future. If you want to wear the tinfoil hat, there's a conference for that, and it lasts all week. It's usually in like Arizona or something. This is not about that. This is about the positive sides of what technology can do for us. One of my favorite quotes is, the future's here. It's just not evenly distributed. And so you have to be able to understand what technology can do for you. Imagine years ago driving and needing directions. Well, you had to find a payphone, and then you had to figure out first where you are. Now it's just that mobile phone. Well, that one's subtle and obvious, but it's very similar to what Cortana can do with you on a contextual search.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the concept. You give it access just like you would your regular assistant. If I'm your assistant, Kevin, you're going to let me book your calendar. You're going to let me book your flights. You're going to let me know your calendar, know which files are open. I probably know your PC as good as you do. So you just let Cortana do that with Cortana. Reach it for Cortana for Lenovo. And in that way, Cortana knows your calendar, your files, your cloud, all of these good things.
Excellent, excellent. So the tool is called Reach It. This is going to be a Lenovo solution. We'll talk about its availability coming up here. But tell me a little bit about how it works. How does it know more information than the typical Cortana on my Windows 10 PC does?
Well, you're actually, when you go through the setup process, you're deciding which one of your accounts you let it have access to. We've all set up a new smartphone, and you have to create your new account, remind it where Gmail is, remind it where your OneDrive is, remind it where your Windows account is, your Microsoft account. I just did it for this, like when I put Skype on my PC for this, I got the little text on my phone to make sure I approve, okay? So that way my phone, which is an Android phone, knows about my Microsoft account. You're doing the same thing to your PC for Reach It with Cortana. You're just saying, here's my Gmail account, here's my OneDrive, here's my Dropbox, my Box, and my Exchange folder, my Gmail folder. And then it goes through and indexes all of this stuff. Also, one of the cool things is turn on your GPS. Just our PCs and our phones all have GPS now. Let it pay attention to where your GPS is as well.
Yeah.
So that way, in the future, when you search, all of this is right there and it's ready.
Okay. All right. So it is doing indexing, kind of like what Cortana does now, but in even a more of an extended way. We're allowing her to have more information about what I've done in the past as well, that sounds like. Because if I ask her to, you know, find something that was used on a particular date or with a particular person, there's also history that's going to have to be remembered as well, which I think is where it kind of goes beyond what the built-in piece Cortana in Windows 10. Of course, Cortana has the ability to be extended, and it sounds like that's what you're doing.
Well, it's Lenovo's relationship with Microsoft that lets this happen, right? So it's been a long-serving relationship, and it's good for both of us. And one of the things, like putting a new browser out, like, for example, Edge for Microsoft. All right, so here it's bad because you move things, okay? But if you don't move things, people are like, well, it's just like everything else. So one of the things that Microsoft has to do is make something better every single OS. But then they look for the OEMs to take those ideas, take that innovation, and make it better. So with us and Lenovo and Microsoft this time, how can we take that search and go beyond that? So we're looking at the different ways people are using their PCs. We call it a natural user interface. We'll talk more about that in a second. But as a natural way, and I always give this example, Kevin, most of us have made a PowerPoint presentation, made a slide, and saved it, but you forget which PowerPoint you put it in, right? Every time you go look for that file, that one slide, you always find the old version. But you know you made a new version. You know you did. So how about the fact that you know you made that new version while you were sitting at Starbucks? Well, that's never helped you before. But now you can say, hey, Cortana, find the PowerPoint that I made at Starbucks last Tuesday. So it's going to go geolocate where you were at last Tuesday, find out where that was close to a Starbucks, and find out which PowerPoint was open or created during that time frame. Ta-da, there you go.
Wow, that's great. And not only really cool, but that's extremely useful. I mean, that's really going to be super for people. Now, I'm really excited to start working with this. And again, we're going to talk about the availability in just a second. But I did notice on your site, you have a kind of a beta signed up going on. And I think only going to be available on Lenovo hardware. Is that right? Or am I going to be able to run it on only new hardware, or can I run it on my old ThinkPad? I've got an old ThinkPad W520 that I love.
You'll be able to use it anywhere. Right now, it's just for a Lenovo internal. Middle of December, we're going to make this an open beta, and we'll want you. We'll want Microsoft folks to try it. We'll want partners to try it. We'll want a few customers to try it, and this will be on any hardware. Fortunately, there's no requirements for Skylake or chipset. You just really do need to have Windows 10, obviously for Cortana, and we'd like you to get a brand new Lenovo because that's what we do with Sell Computers.
So. For sure, definitely. I'm glad to hear, though, that I'll be able to run on my Surface Pro 3 because I already have Cortana all set up, ready to go there, and it'll be super when I can start getting even more use out of her as my digital assistant. She's always been very helpful, but that sounds like it's going to be really, really great. There will be a beta sign up coming up. Probably sometime mid-December. I want to make sure everybody understands
that. Mid-December, yes, absolutely.
So keep watching the Lenovo site for that then?
Watching the Lenovo site. We'll have a bit of a press flash as well. Certainly when we hit CES, we'll have so many announcements at CES. It'll be up and running by then. And just everybody that reads the tech news is going to see Lenovo at CES. You'll see it there as well.
So look for Lenovo. Look for Reachit. That's the name of the tool. And that's really good way to do it. All right. Do you have anything else that you want to point people to or any other sites that they should be aware of?
Well, just always pay attention to Lenovo.com as we have new products. It's right in the middle of the Skylake. Hey, little plug for Intel, but I've been touring the country with customers talking about the various Skylake products. And some of them are just another PC, like, you know, a $400 consumer PC. But we're actually doing some game changers, changing the way that people look at hardware. Much like Cortana with Reachit changes how people use their PC, we also think that the PC should alter the way that you need to use it instead of the other way around. Like, I'm in front of a regular notebook right now. So the regular notebook just has, you know, two positions, closed and open. So why not come apart? And it's that two-in-one thing. But everybody knows about two-in-ones. But we've got some new ones coming out between now and CES that really is going to make a standout. So wait for January 6th, January 7th of 2016 at CES.
Of course, that doesn't mean we should stop Christmas shopping now. I mean, we certainly, if we want to buy PC.
Just as we're getting started, I bought my wife a new tablet. So we have Yoga 3 tablets, so both Windows and Android, all the way up to 13-inch tablets with a projector in them. So whatever the flavor of operating system, of course, I'm addicted to Windows. It's just the operating system that I've been on. We have Windows phones here at the house, and my wife loves the Windows phone. So we're a Windows 10 house, and that's why we're 10. It's exciting. But, you know, we bought Motorola last year as well. So you can expect, and this is always one of the questions, like we're 10 with ReachIt. Well, I take photographs with my phone, right? Well, then you can also, in the future, be able to search the photographs on your phone. Just, you know, it's searching your Gmail account. Cortana will be able to reach out to your Gmail account as well. So we'll all do that. Remember the photographs I took last week in New York City? Well, let's go to geolocate your phone, find those photographs. So don't forget Lenovo is in the phone business as well.
Fantastic. Stephen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for your time today. Really excited about ReachIt.
You're welcome, Kevin.
All right, and thank you all again. We'll see you all soon for another episode of OEM TV.